Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine has enough weapons to begin its counteroffensive against Russia, and the operation will give the country the victory it needs to join NATO. That's according to the foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, to Reuters on Monday. Reuters' Zachary Goldman reports.
He was careful to say that having enough to launch an operation was not the same as having supplies to complete it. Russia's defense ministry said Ukraine had attacked on Sunday morning with 6 mechanized and 2 tank battalions in southern Donetsk, where Moscow has long suspected Ukraine would seek to drive a wedge through Russian-controlled territory. But Ukrainian officials dismissed the report and said the Ukrainian military had advanced elsewhere along the front line. The Ukrainian military shared a video on Monday showing its soldiers and tanks firing at what Kiev said were Russian positions near the city of Bakhmut. It was unclear whether the attacks represented the start of a long-heralded counteroffensive against Russia's invasion.
Meanwhile, Belgium is investigating whether weapons it sent to help Ukraine defend its territory were used in fighting just over the border following a news report that said equipment produced by a Belgian company turned up around Russia's Belgorod region. India has opened a probe into last week's rail crash, which killed hundreds and injured more than 1,000 people.
India opened an official investigation on Monday into its deadliest rail crash in more than 2 decades. Initial findings suggest signal failure caused the collision that killed at least 275 people and wounded around 1,200 in the eastern state of Odisha. Scores of bodies have yet to be identified, and desperate relatives were still scouring hospitals and mortuaries. Disaster struck on Friday when the Coromandel Express passenger train hit a stationary freight train.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has discussed upgrading partnership with India, a major arms buyer, and set a roadmap for cooperation for the next 5 years as both countries grapple with China's economic rise and increased belligerence.
We have taken new steps to strengthen our defense partnership. We established an ambitious new roadmap for defense industrial cooperation, which will fast-track high-priority co-development and co-production projects and build closer ties between our defense industries.
Austin on Monday met with India's Defense Minister Rajnath Singh, with both sides emphasizing technology partnerships including defense, clean energy, and space. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's upcoming U.S. visit has fueled speculation about a possible announcement of defense contracts. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva unveiled a plan Monday to end illegal deforestation in the Amazon, a major campaign pledge that is critical and a step in addressing the country's significant carbon emissions from the region. Convicted Russian spy and former FBI agent Robert Hansen has died in prison in Colorado. AP's Ed Donahue has the story.
Hansen's connection with Russia was revealed in 2001.
He was arrested while in the process of using a Fairfax County dead drop to clandestinely provide classified documents to his Russian handlers.
That's then FBI Director Louis Free. Hansen took more than $1 million in cash and diamonds to trade secrets with Russia and the former Soviet Union. He'd been serving a life term. In 2002, Hansen's attorney, Plato Kacharis, said there were a lot of complex reasons he did what he did.
What has been said is there were monetary reasons, there were ego reasons. There's a whole panoply of reasons. None of them are valid.
A source tells the AP Hansen is believed to have died of natural causes. He was 79. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden has thanked the Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen for Denmark's role in a Western alliance standing up for Ukraine as it tries to fend off Russia's 15-month-old invasion. Monday's visit is the first of a pair of critical meetings Biden is holding with European allies this week that will discuss heavily on what lies ahead in the war in Ukraine, including the recently launched effort to train and eventually equip Ukraine with American-made F-16 fighter jets. Now Biden will meet Thursday with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.